Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I love that at least once a year I can see this woman in person, because you are easily one of the busiest people in the city of Norwalk. Jess Vonischek is here, and we are talking about Manresa Wilds. Hi, Jess.
Hello. I'm so happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you, too.
Always love that email that comes through. Like, where do you want me to meet you? What diner? Diner can I talk to you at?
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
It's so much fun.
First of all, I love the fact that this has become a working to now friendship.
Yeah.
Because I love chatting with you. I love your team. And Manresa Wilds, I just feel like every time I look, there's another email update. Even if it seems like something minor, it's part of this huge picture. So I so appreciate you guys always being willing to coming on the show and keeping us posted, because we're interested. We're all interested in Manresa Wilds.
Absolutely. And it means so much to come, because I get to see Duvian from the Norwalk space, and I get to see Doug from Lockwood Mansion and Stepping Stones. And so, you know, it's great that you have a special relationship with all of the people in Norwalk, and we're all kind of working towards the same outcome, which is really to be able to have community benefits across the board, you know, and that's really what we're striving for. So it's this amazing kind of moment to be able to see all these faces all at the same time. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, we love Norwalk. It's awesome. And again, I don't know why they allow me to keep doing diner tours, but I'm glad, and I hope that it just never stops, because it really is fun to connect. And for people who don't know, first of all, Manresa Wilds, some people are like, are you talking about Manresa Island? That is the new title of it, for people who don't realize it, right? That's what it's called.
It is. And for those folks who know the history, Manresa Island was an island. It was an island of 23 acres connected to the mainland with this causeway. And then, of course, over time, when the power plant was running, they laid coal ash. And now the site is 125 acres. And it's more of a peninsula than it is an island. And so we really wanted to bow our heads and kind of acknowledge the Manresa name. It's been named Manresa since 1911, and it's lived so many lives in so many different ways, and yet that name has stuck through, and it's on every map, and sort of everyone you talk to, they know it as Manresa. And so we adopted Manresa Wilds as also a nod to more of the wild side of the coastal exposure, and also the birch forest, and sort of really leaning into that ecology piece of the property, which I think the Wilds does well.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a really wild adventure that you guys are on, because this is not an easy feat. I mean, this property is huge, as you just mentioned, but also there's so many possibilities with it. I mean, talk about kind of the process so far and what has been accomplished and kind of what's still ahead.
Absolutely. I would love to give you a little bit of a snapshot. And of course, the website, manresawilds.org, tells you all about it as well. But I think the most important thing that people should know is that we have an early win for the community, and we're opening up 28 acres in 2027. And that'll have a mile of trail systems and these three wonderful openings, one based on ecology and one with a hammock grove where you can picnic, and another one with an outdoor classroom for 30 people. And so that's phase one for us, and we're really excited that that's under construction currently. And so we are chugging along and basically like getting to 2027, where we can say to the community, you guys can come to the property for the first time in 75 years and, you know, just really enjoy the nature and the ecology and the forest. It's going to be amazing. So we're so excited with that.
So Diner Tour 2027, we will be able to be on property.
We will be very, very close, if not able to be on property.
That's a big deal. And then obviously months after that, I would think by the 2027-28 school year, schools could even start booking.
Absolutely.
Having field trips there.
Yeah, and we're already working with them. So
that's
we
awesome.
Are working with the Board of Education. We're working with the Maritime Aquarium, and we're working with Wesleyan and Sacred Heart. We've had a number of students on site already with professors learning about remediation and how a site like ours can actually be turned over, which is so important because there's hundreds of them in our area.
Right.
And we're working with Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute to understand monitors and sensors and how to measure weather and tidal swings and all of these things. And so, you know, we're really looking forward to leaning into the property being a hub for learning and discovery, which, you know, is one of our value systems. And so that's great.
It is kind of cool. So it's interesting, Jess, as you were talking out loud, I was thinking about totally separate subject, but I promise I'll come back around. So in Milford, they're doing this long-range facilities plan, and one of the things I was talking to the superintendent about was, I go, where are you going to stick the kids while you guys are rebuilding these schools? And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm going to have the kids watch, and they're going to learn, and they're going to see what it's like building a school, and they're going to talk to the construction crews. And I thought, what an amazing way to use sort of these years that we're building up something bigger. I don't know why that didn't click for me with Manresa Wild, but what an opportunity. How often do you get this type of a chance where you see remediating and fixing, you know, gosh, decades, generations of things that need to be done before you can open it to the public? That is
absolutely
really cool.
Yeah, so we have an opportunity with Northern Forest to not only remediate all of the areas that will be open to the public, but also retain some of those areas that are not remediated. And there's a reason for that, right? There's this ability for all of these students to come in to actually train to be the next remediation specialist across the country in order to be able to look at sites like this.
So cool.
At the same time, though, we actually had Cold Springs come, a grade 6 class last week, and they're looking at Mill River, the English Station in New Haven, and they had all this critical thinking that they had done, and they came to Manresa to see how their questions about English Station were actually transferable to Manresa and how the two of them compare and contrast. And it was amazing. The kids all presented to us in the conference room at Manresa, and it was so much fun. It was just such a blast to see these kids. And they were so incredibly thoughtful about it.
I love that. I feel like those are the learning lessons. Those are, if you will, the classroom times that are going to stand out to kids even into their professional careers. That's awesome. You get to provide that. That's so cool.
It totally is. It's that moment in time when you're a kid, when you look back in your own mind and you're like, no, I remember that field trip where I got to meet that person. And I was like, no, I want to be that person when I grow up.
And then they bring their kids to Manresa Wild.
So great.
Right?
It's so great.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's so inspiring. It really is. And I think it's really important also for your listeners to know that we are launching into planning and zoning in the next couple of weeks at the local level for the larger park.
Okay.
Because that will come after that 28 acres are open in 2027.
Okay.
And I think it's important for people to know because that's part of the community engagement and the public engagement that will continue on through this public process at the city level. And so being able to ask for a district to be formed in order to be able to have, you know, a restaurant and a museum and a community swimming pool and a beach and all of these things all in one place at Manresa is really the next step for us as far as being able to deliver the park to the public.
That's a big deal. So you're going to have meetings in the next few weeks, you're saying?
They're actually going to they'll probably take place for the next number of months,
okay.
But we're going to kick that off in in the beginning of June. And so, but I think it's important for people to know because we had such an active community engagement process,
totally.
And people are continuing to say, you know, we want to weigh in and we want to kind of have a conversation about it. And we've said, you will be able to do that through this public process that will happen starting in the next couple of weeks. And so I really want people to know that there's a chance for them to be able to kind of participate in that through public comment.
Totally. So is that on the Manresa Wild's website, or where can people make sure? Because we'll put it in our news.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Girl, you know I got you. I'm going to let people know.
Thank you so
days much. Before and the day of. But is that all on the Manresa Wild's website, or would that be more on the city website?
So it'll be on both. And once we lock into those specific dates, it'll be on both. And so we're still working to put in that application and get those dates on the calendar. But definitely it'll be on both of those. It'll be on both the website for the city and also the website for Manresa as well.
Perfect. So we're going to put those resources on our website, voiceofct.com. And Jess, keep me in the loop because I will make sure it's in our news and all of that. If we know the exact dates and everything, we'll make sure people are engaged. I think you guys have done such a great job with engaging the public. I admire that about your project, is the fact that you're not just going in there and doing what you feel. You're really engaging people because it matters. You know, we're giving Manresa Wilds back to the community and back to Connecticut, and it matters what they have to say.
You're absolutely spot on. This is meant to be a community park. It is a community park. And so without the community engagement, it really is going to fall flat. And that's such an important, important piece to that. And I think from a nonprofit standpoint, we've identified some of these goals that we have: an island for all and a place like no other, and all of the other, you know, values that you've seen on our website and that we've talked about before. But really, it's how the community engagement then fits into that sort of structure. And that's really what we've been collecting. You know, we made thousands and thousands thousands of changes to the master plan that was presented in July, and we presented the update in February, and it was so meaningful for people to walk up and say, like, no, I saw the change. I saw that I talked to you about this thing, and I saw the change, you
That's
know,
awesome.
And it was just really... It was meaningful for our team to be able to be responsive to the community in that way, knowing that this is a gift to the community.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a gift as well. And I so appreciate you giving us the time. Always, Jess, you guys are so great about coming on WACC, keeping us in the loop. And we will definitely link the Manresa Wild's website to ours, voiceofct.com, keep you at home engaged in when the next meetings are. And I want to thank you again, Jess. Always appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, we are going to be right back. We've got the diner tour, our final chat coming up with Stepping Stones in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere.